Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hot damn tamale. Hot damn tamale. Jack. Jack, cars. Jack hitting poles. Knocking power out, Jack.
You got a power outage, Jack?
Happens occasionally down here. Not quite sure what causes it. Lots of infrastructure going on down here.
Hey, have
lots
you ever
of development.
Heard? Have you ever heard a transformer go? It's really loud.
I don't know what it was. Lost power, but very interesting down here today. Happy day. Happy. What's this? March 30th today.
Yes, all day.
Well, it's great. It's the birthday of Oscar today. He let us know yesterday. Rob did not let us know the day before, so we weren't able to lead with it, with his. I would have led with you because now we've officially, on Oscar's birthday, he's the first one to suffer through the lack of gifts.
The exactly. No gifts.
Violate that
policy. No gifts.
I have to check. First of all, I have to check with Rob Spiewak because he's sneaky like that. You didn't violate that policy, did you?
I did. As I said yesterday, I got him a card.
A card is acceptable.
Card's fine.
And if you'd like, I think acceptable. It would be fine for him to read it on the air.
All right, Oscar, you are, is it 39 today?
39!
39 next year, I can't say. You know what's going to suck is next year I can't walk around and say there's a guy in his 50s, a guy in his 40s, and a guy in his 30s.
We still got Pony, Mike. Still got Pony.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, we can use yes. Pony for that. Yeah. That's yeah. awesome. Pony. That's great. I like
so next year we're going to say we have a guy in his 30s, a guy in his 40s, a guy in his 50s, and a guy in the ground.
Yay. Very right. excited.
I've opened
Very
up my excited. Card and the right. front of it is a little bare.
And he's thoughtful.
And
he's thinking.
Thoughtful and
can you just show me the front? I know this is tedious to do it, but put that in front of the camera so I can just get a look. You know, I like Rob's cards and I want to get the
showing
the
audience.
Gist of it for
Sorry.
Birthday.
It's a YouTube right, day.
Yeah, YouTube.
Right, here we go. Thank you, Ashley. There we are. can I read it
sure.
in the Spanish?
Sure.
Para tu regalo. Decidí hacerte una pequeña lista de tus cualidades.
Cocaína, good. I think.
Now I think Oscar should have to translate
yes.
that. Can you have the card?
Why don't you let Oscar read the front of the card too? So
can we? Because it's know. Cute when he speaks
Para
Spanish.
Para tu regalo, decidí hacerte una lista de tus cualidades.
Now, do you get like me when you hear him speak his native tongue, his Spanish, that he's like botching it? Like if he went back to Bolivia, they go, my God, what's wrong
Yeah, he
with
is
that?
The Bolivian equivalent of Chico Marx doing Italian.
If
it's
I
the
go
same.
Back to Bolivia, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't believe you'll ever go back.
You didn't celebrate your birthday last night. It's tonight, right?
I know. I stayed up till 3 a.m. catching up on Feud.
Oh,
you mean what the, you mean the Joan Rivers, the yeah. Joan Crawford thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, very good.
So I'm
All
caught
right.
up 100%.
So what does the front mean?
The front means for your birthday present, I decided to make you a little list of your qualities.
Oh, okay. Now the cool. inside makes sense.
Now we open up, and it's in Spanish again. It says, Bueno, pequeña fue un decir feliz cumpleaños.
It's your name. You grew up in a household
Mike,
speaking this
doesn't
language.
Doesn't matter. I was okay. I came to the States. I assimilated. And
yeah,
if I
understand.
Went back to Bolivia, they'd tell me, lucky, you got
I
out.
I understand. I understand.
That's what I got. Mike, yeah. It's just another little drawing with what looks like the Dead Sea Scrolls of lists as instead of a small list, it's a long
list. It's a huge list of all the great things about Oscar. Now, please.
Is it in Spanish?
All the things on the list are, but
yeah, but they're not legible. It says it's a super small font. It just becomes really small.
Oh, so it's just like there's a list of.
Yes.
It's to show you that there's a long list.
Yeah.
What's the punchline in Spanish?
It's well, right. there is no punchline. It says, "Look, well," he goes, "Well, a little list is just a saying." Happy birthday. Merry birthday. Whatever wants to stay. Okay. That's it.
Now, will you be taping your other show tonight? Will they be doing something special for you?
They'll probably forget, but we don't make it a big deal.
Good.
Okay. Well, we're phasing out of making it a big deal.
You know what? We're adults.
We are.
Yeah.
We're
we
adults.
Are grown-ups.
And
grown-ups.
Shannon looked at me and she said, what do you want to do for your birthday? I said, what I do every year, work.
He said nose to the grindstone.
Yes,
guy.
Yes.
Was there any personalization on the card from Rob Spielberg?
I wrote a note.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I read it?
Please.
You okay? I am certain that this is funny because it's from the Cumpleaños Humorous section. A happy birthday, Oscar. I am proud to broadcast beside you every day. Oh, love, Rob. That's so sweet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you know he's an adult because he writes his name in cursive.
That's right.
Oh, appreciate that's delightful.
That.
Now, we did have a power failure.
What
and
do you
then
have,
I,
Mike?
I texted the guys down there that I was going to be 10 minutes late, and I could lie and say it's because of the power failure, but no, to be honest with you,
I was doing
something last minute that I forgot to do.
Did you write a limerick?
Is it something in iambic pentameter?
No, it's not really a limerick, but maybe it's in kind of the limerick. What? Iambic pentameter. You love saying that.
I do.
That's like the only poetry thing you remember is iambic pentameter.
I know a little bit about poetry. I had a great teacher in 12th grade. Crazy as a loon, but a great teacher.
That's wonderful. I have composed an Oscar, as promised, my gift to Oscar.
You did, thank
you. Oscar birthday poem.
This is priceless. Everybody is shut up.
Yeah, pony.
All right, very good. Here we go. For Oscar's 39th birthday, by Mike O'Mara. Here we go. Happy birthday to Oscar Santana, just back from his poolside cabana. One never is knowing where Oscar is going, from Beijing to the streets of Havana.
Yay!
But we love it when Oscar is here. It's better when we keep him near, doing his job and torturing Rob and keeping Matt Bloom full of fear. A gift is no longer the thing. A poem it shall be. Bada bing. Enjoy your big day with Todd Moore, because you're gay. We all love you, but don't make us sing.
That was most excellent.
That was phenomenal. Thank you.
Pony, do you have any greeting or anything special for Oscar before we actually move on with the business
of the
show?
Yeah, I would like something, Pony.
Yeah, a little something.
Well, we'd all like something, but unfortunately, I don't have anything.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Pony. I didn't want a gift or anything. We're good.
You're
sticking to the letter, modus operandis.
The letter of the law.
Letter of the law.
Yes.
Nothing.
I don't suppose the interns even knew. So
no, they didn't know. No, they didn't know.
What do you have, Ashley and Maddie on campus?
Yeah, don't sound disappointed in that. We've got our two. We've got two of our top tier interns here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Top tier. Top tier.
We've got Ashley and Maddie. I'm just kidding.
We got a hangover.
I'm just kidding.
Man. How about that birthday?
Do you have any serious plans? I mean, will you be getting together with Mr. Moore? Are you taping your show tonight? Are you doing your show?
Look, I bet there's something this weekend that involves
a
blackout.
The idea of going out on your birthday night, especially when it's a school night.
Worse. You know what? The only thing worse than a Thursday birthday is a Wednesday birthday.
And for our interns here, as you get older, everyone tells you this, but the closer you get to, let's say, I would say 35 and then beyond, the hangovers just get worse and worse.
25 is when it starts.
And worse.
25 is when it starts. And by the time you're 40, you really have to plan ahead.
So planning ahead.
Let me just say, though, I can speak as someone who has already been through those 40s, and I will tell you that I managed to make my 40s a complete haze. I managed to keep what normally would end at the 30s, and I kept it going longer. That may have been, my unstable marital status during that period of time. So that's the reason I was able.
And
to
there, also, early, there is a trade-off. Period. There is a trade-off too, and I think Mike, you'll agree, because I am now 46, which is an amazing thing for me to have to say. I'm 46, and I have to balance out, what do I want? A hangover in the morning or shakes at night? So I mean, I walk a thin line.
Right.
Mike,
Chappelle is only 40. He's 42. Does that make you feel old? Dave Chappelle is, I think, 42
years
old.
That's the age Elvis was when he died.
We've been talking about Chappelle. I knocked out 1.5 of his specials on Netflix last night. So it was.
And your take?
I'll give you my take later in the show.
The age thing is not as big a deal, except for, as far as my lifestyle is concerned, the choice is either to be productive or completely shut down in my life. Like, I can't, if I am hungover, there is nothing that will be done. That is a scratch day. Now, I don't have the skill set that some people have where they can just bounce back or figure out, oh, you know, I'll hydrate all day and the next day they're just fine.
Thank you.
That's not what I have at all. So Friday night will be the night and Saturday will be the dead day, Mike.
You know, I can tell you this, though, because you are this is your 39th birthday.
Yes.
You know, I was a country DJ and, you know, I thought I would share something with you because I think it's please. Important.
Yeah, we got his number.
Here we go. Like this. It's for Oscar Santana.
Pretty.
You know he's out there somewhere every night. They got the music playing loud.
Jerry Lee Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
The 50th step is in a 1980 crowd.
Marvelous singer.
Well, is he okay?
No. That's his live version. I'm gonna try the I'm gonna try the actual recording.
There is something to be said though.
Oh, here we go.
He's out there somewhere every night. Where the music's playing loud.
For Oscar Santana.
Love it.
Living all the 50 steps.
Doing the 50 steps in a 1980s crowd. That's how old this song is.
Wow.
The dim lights hide his Molly's lines. The Clairol hides the gray.
The Clairol hides the gray, Oscar.
And he won't mention anything that gives his age away.
Why is that, Jerry Lee? Tell us, please.
Lord, he's 39 and holding.
39 and holding.
Holding everything he can.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh my God, it's my theme song.
17 to 25 to prove he's still a man.
Prove he's still a man. I love this.
He's holding to a candle.
Yeah.
And it's burning.
Burning, Oscar.
17 to 25.
He's 39 and holding.
And holding.
Holding a
Mike, I have a friend of mine that's dating a 23-year-old, and he is 44 in Phoenix.
That's disgusting.
How dare he?
Just like you and Carla used to be.
Shame, shame, shame.
And the Clairol hides the gray.
He's burning the candle at both ends.
39.
I stared at him
today,
and I said, how would you even decide to figure out the time and energy it takes to date such a young woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, she's really busy during the week at school.
Oh, no.
I said, ASU? He said, yes. Oh, she's in the nursing program.
Yeah, it's going to come in handy.
Oh, that's absurd. Carla was out of school. Anyway, I went through that.
She
and
was 21 when you met, right?
22.
20. 20.
That was really, I will tell you, that was a difficult time simply because, not because of Carla and me, we got along just fine. It was amazing to negotiate the subject matter of all my friends. And by the way, that 21 comment,
yeah,
early on when we started dating, everybody, the big, this is how juicy rumors get started. The
big
juicy rumor was that Carla was underage.
Yeah.
Because I owned a bar and I was, and it was horrible. People were, I remember the woman that I had thrown out of my bar that was drunk and walked up to Carla and said, when you get catting around, when you stop catting around, honey,
God,
you might want to find a man your own age. Yeah. Mean old Manassas. Yes, sirree.
You miss it, Mike? Just,
I don't.
No.
I truly.
Manassas is not somewhere where they celebrate people's good fortune.
No.
They don't. They don't like to.
Well,
do
there's
that.
Not that's a lot of people who have good fortune, and that's why they're in Manassas.
You a lot know of limping.
A lot of used tires.
You
know, Mike, I never had to deal with that because, as you know, my wife is consistently and very much older than me. And I like to remind her of that, and she loves it. It's funny. People say, how did you all meet? And I said, well, you know, Carrie is a lot older than me. And
How much older?
How many years?
3 years.
Yeah.
She
was a senior. You were a freshman.
That's right. And I kept eyeing that insurance money.
But you know, age is just a state of mind. How is she doing, by the way?
You know what? I will say this.
Is she getting back to supporting you the way you like to be accustomed?
I will say this. We've got our fingers crossed. She had an incredible opportunity with a job interview this week. We'll know tomorrow.
Oh, but, God bless her. I pray for her. That's good. I hope she does well.
It is. I've actually discussed it with the guys here in the studio. If you could design a job for her at this point, Right. It's ideal.
It's tailor-made.
It is tailor-made. It involves mapping and dealing with people. So fingers crossed.
She makes a good impression, so I hope she gets it.
Yeah, she's great. And you know what? She is not. She is someone who sometimes will beat herself up when a situation like that happens. And she came out of that interview very, very pleased. So I think that's a great sign. So
that's.
I know she will never hear this, but I love you, Carrie. I wish you all the best.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hope you get that job.
Well, you know, I'm confident. I think she's going to get it. So I just tell you know, people in the area, look for a brand new general manager at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
The Michael Mara Show. You can listen to The Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I was a really bad athlete when I was a kid. I'm still a very bad athlete. My body is bad at sports. That's the problem. And I say my body's bad at sports because my brain is good at sports. Like, my brain understands how a human being could, like, dribble down a basketball court and then make a layup, right? But then it has to outsource the job to my weird and feminine limbs. And so when I play basketball, it looks like I just bought my body and, like, I don't know how it works yet. But I played basketball. I played basketball for 5 years, and I was a bench warmer all 5 years. And if you were never a bench warmer, I cannot express to you the humiliation of every Saturday morning putting on a pair of breakaway pants and never having a reason to break them away. Then they're just pants. And at the end of the 5 years, we had this big, like, sports award ceremony where the woman in charge of all the teams got up to give a speech, a very important speech that I'll never forget. She got up there and she said, you know, programs like the boys' basketball program are so important because the alternative for young men could be using drugs or alcohol. And that was the first time that I ever heard that there was an alternative to basketball. And so I became the best at that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. You can reach us, if you wish, at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is The Mike O'Mara Show today, brought to you by Movement. If you want to look your best when you leave the home, your home, I don't care whether it be a home, an apartment, you need a watch. You need a good-looking watch. Our spokesmodel, Mr. Rob Spiewak, is modeling his Movement watch this week.
Love it.
He's the Spotlight Movement person. It was founded on the belief that style should not break the bank. These are beautiful watches. Started by two broke college kids that couldn't afford watches, and they wanted to get them that were decent, so they started the world's fastest-growing watch company, MVMT Movement. We all love our Movement watches. We love that they start at just $95. At a department store, the same watch sets you back $400 to $500. What causes this? Movement figured out that selling online eliminates that middleman. You've heard that before.
Yes.
And it eliminates the retail markup. Classic design, quality construction, styled minimalism. I love my Movement watch. Rob loves his. They're sold in over 160 countries. Always at the best possible price. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmtwatches.com/TMOS. My watch has a clean design. I've got two of them, actually.
Yeah.
I've got two Movement watches. I've got one that's got a real slim design with a leather strap, and then I've got the diver's watch that I really, really love. I've been getting compliments on that one ever since I put it on. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS and join the movement, everybody. Week one on my new eating program, was delighted to get up this morning and see that I was up 2 pounds on the scale. Yeah! Well, nothing starts
Mike,
a day like
it's
that.
It's water weight.
It is. And what is the new eating program?
Sucks. Just not, you know, eating crap and paying attention to what I
eat. Eating.
And trying to eat multiple little meals during the day. And
grazing.
Carrots and carrots and carrots.
Have you ever thought of going to an Overeaters Anonymous meeting?
No, because that would involve people.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't care, and I don't want to be in a scene from
This
from
Is
that,
Us
that show. This Is Us.
You could meet Toby.
No, I
have.
Do that.
I have.
I know how to lose weight. I've lost weight. I know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, then somebody would say, "Do it, then, man."
Yeah, I know.
Someone,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, catches you by surprise. Now, the thing about that magic little scale, it can be your friend, it can be your enemy.
Yes,
it can motivate you, it cannot motivate. When you are up and you have tried to behave yourself, it is very, very, very hard to do that.
Have you thought of getting a Wi-Fi scale? That's what we have in our house now. And then every time I want to eat something that's not good for me, because as you get older. If you're listening and you're under 30, it stays with you for longer. Like the lifetime value of whatever fat is in your life stays with you, I would say triple the time than when you're in your 20s, right?
I don't know.
A Wi-Fi scale, you look at it and then you see it. You see exactly how much you weigh right on your phone. You look at your phone.
Well, I mean, does it remember like your last weigh-in?
Yes. And you see that graph that goes up and down, up and down, or just up.
Mm-hmm.
In my case. Such warfare. It's such warfare, you know,
and
the bottom line with the warfare is there are people, the vast majority of people have to watch what they do.
Yeah.
There are the other people, present company, as I look down at Matthew Bloom.
What are we talking about?
You've never.
Waif-like.
What's a scale?
You don't even think in terms of
Do you even own a scale?
No.
No, because it has numbers on it.
Yeah,
Mike, did you know that
what
pony
is your waist size, Pony? What is your waist size?
32.
32, and they're swimming on him. They're swimming.
That's funny. That's mine, too. Oh, did you say neck size? 32.
Yeah. Right.
Stand up for a second.
Yeah, stand up. Model us. Give us a little turnaround.
And he is. He's swimming in those.
Yeah, look at that. Whoa, the ladies are dying in here, Mike. Yeah.
He makes skinny jeans look like parachute pants.
Yeah, it's
have hammer pants on. Are you sure?
You just soldier through. You soldier through the weight thing. You deal with it. You do. Mm-hmm. Oscar, you talked about you had gained a few LBs.
Yes, I would say at least 15, maybe 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I just look at Shannon and said it's over.
It's been a good run.
As good as it gets.
No, but I mean, I've been gone for a long time, and it's something that I wasn't particularly on the fast track to getting down to my playing weight, but I had lost a significant amount since all the crap I went through. Unfortunately, that limited me. It's not the activity as much as the activity that I love to do kept me away from thinking about. Anything.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And when I'm in this house, which I'm in way too much, it's just, it's a drag.
It's easy to fall into. And you know what? I feel that even an unhealthy weight, there is some sort of genetic pre-programming that drives you to it. I've lost, as you know, hundreds and hundreds of pounds. I'm right now, I'm down about 30 pounds from where I was at the beginning of the
year.
You're
doing the work, though.
A little bit, but...
You're exercising, right?
We haven't in a while. We've done our walking.
We've been busy, Mike.
We have been busy, but we have done some walking. I've eliminated most drinking during the week, which is huge for me. That is a life-changing thing, because...
That helps everybody.
Helps the show. Helps the show when he's not coming in hungover.
I don't know. So I've done some pretty good work hungover.
No, real hangover, like an all-night hangover, can be a show enhancer.
That can
destroy. That's true. That's true.
I hate to say that because young people hearing me do not take that to heart, but the fact is some of the silliest shows.
That's like a full moon, Mike, once a month. Yeah.
Well, I will say this. If you must have a bad habit, drink. Do not smoke. And I say this to all people going to high school.
Can I add this?
Yes.
Look, tomorrow's not guaranteed. You don't have to be 100% healthy all the time. Live your life. What sucks about, I think, where everybody in the studio except for the ladies and Pony Boy are, is that we know the equation. We just don't feel like doing it.
Implementing it. We're not hitting enter on the computer.
Yeah, look, I'm going to... Shan's like, we have to try something different because clearly you need to be motivated a different way. I enjoy, in full disclosure, we do the Beachbody. It is low impact. It is fine.
The Tai Chang is great.
It is great for home, right? But I think I got to take it to the next level because I just overall my time and the way I'm eating is just not, the calories aren't being burned.
I'm sorry, right? I don't know whether it was Beachbody or not, so I can't tell that. I can't say that, but I did a 10-minute arm workout yesterday that I laughed at the beginning, and because I had little bitty weights, and I said, "Oh, this is 10 minutes." It is stunning.
Oh,
what
yeah.
you can do to your biceps in 10 minutes.
When it's totally focused on one muscle. Yeah. Yes.
Carla, I got done with it. Carla said to me, "Did your arms hurt?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Wait till tomorrow." I said, "Don't be ridiculous." I got out of bed this morning, and it felt as though someone had shoved a razor blade into the base right where the elbow is, right at that part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know. I mean, it's just.
Has she stopped laughing yet?
No, she never stops laughing.
Well, she has a delightful life.
That's in earnest. Yes.
I am going to a private yoga instruction on Sunday part of Shannon's. Then Shannon will not be teaching me because I just can't.
Now, do you believe in? She's all into it. Are you a yoga believer? Do you love yoga?
I'm a believer. Yes. I just don't. Okay. I don't think I have the patience for it, and I can't have Shannon teach me because that destroys our dynamic. As I'm the teacher in our real world.
Do you do enough yoga where you consider yourself relatively flexible?
I am no, not at all. So I said, Shannon, who is the best teacher outside of you at your establishment? Mm. Right. And then she showed me her picture and she's a 12 out of 10 looks wise. And I said, that lady will motivate me. I will work with her.
Now,
I didn't tell Shannon that.
Yeah.
I said, what are her credentials? I already signed off in my head.
Sure.
And then she sold me her basically. And I said, okay. Tell her I need something on Sunday.
Yeah.
And tell her that I mean business. And tell her to wear those sheer yoga pants.
Tell her I need to check her core strength.
Is it hot yoga, Oscar?
It's hot, Mike.
Right, very good.
And I'll be wearing biker shorts.
Mm. Oh, that's disgusting.
No, underneath my regular shorts because, I'm not a perv and I'm being respectful.
Sure. All I know is yesterday or maybe it was the day before, I'm looking down at my 3-year-old and he's down playing with Legos and he gets in that position that 3-year-olds do where, their knees are practically behind their head.
I used to sit like that when I was a kid. There's photos of me.
He wasn't sitting. He was actually, his feet were on the ground, and he was just so low, he was in that squatting position.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I looked at it, and I said, oh, God, I tell you, remember when we could do that? And Carla looks at me, like, with this challenged expression, says, I can do that. And she gets down next to him in the same position, and I'm like, and I burst into tears and ran out of the room.
Oh, no.
I hate you all. I hate you all. No, it is what it is, but I'll keep plugging.
Do you want to see a picture of my instructor, Mike?
Are you going to text it to me?
Yeah, I'm going to text it.
Make it a group text.
Yeah, group text.
Mike, remember this.
I'm glad you're sending it because, normally I would ask, but I'm really glad that... that you're sending,
Mike.
That
we are right here, if you know what I mean.
There she goes.
I know what you guys want.
Enjoy your princess day. Have a good run. Thank you very much.
She can go run, and then Grandpa Bob can write, "Yay for Carla!
Yay for Carla! Grandpa Bob.
I'm sorry, Grandpa Horny Bob Spiewak. I'm sorry.
Does it ever? Can I ask you a serious question?
I wish you would.
Does it ever? I mean, the volume, the sheer volume of never ever. The obsessive, which now I know where you got it.
Yeah.
He is obsessive compulsive on the pictures, but also on never, ever missing any woman putting anything on Facebook.
Well, Mike, what happens
is always yay, yay, yay.
As a rule, that if you were to divide up any sort of population, it is roughly 50% man and 50% woman. And what he has done is by eliminating the male portion of focus, he can dominate the other 50%. He dominates with the women populace on Facebook.
Where do you think, really peel back the onion. And I know you love your dad, but he's an interesting cat.
He is.
Peel back the onion and what... What's the end game? Is there any kind of end game?
Yeah, what is his end game?
Does he harbor some desire that, what's that
honestly,
options thing that you used to always talk about?
A man is only as faithful
as his options.
Right. I think my father is as you appreciate music. We all appreciate food. I think my father is an appreciator of the female form.
Does his wife ever want to stab him in the heart with an ice pick when he's doing that?
Not an ice pick.
What do you think? How do you think she feels?
I think she might come after him with a frying pan.
Does she has she no, ever she is, expressed no. it to you that oh God?
I don't here think he so. Goes again. I think she gets more annoyed at the fact that he watches black and white movies. That's what
really?
Drives her crazy. Yeah.
Has your wife ever made a comment about the pictures? Because my wife has. Carly gets pissed off at some of the pictures.
Carrie doesn't
sometimes.
Care. No.
She doesn't care. Mm-hmm.
She also hates black and white movies.
Yeah, but has she ever been upset fortunate. About it or anything?
No, Carrie's never cared. I know that Oscar, you've asked to not be included in the post.
Yeah, because yeah. I was applying
yeah,
to
my
business
wife gets
school,
pissed off.
And I was
my
like, hey, HBS, I'm yeah. sure they're going to look at my Facebook page and all your cleavage and camel toe isn't going to work this week.
Hi, I'm cleavage.
The thing about it is, it's just interesting. I do. He doesn't. He. It's almost a full time job for him.
Yeah, it is. But he. It's a job. Hey,
I've been padding this whole time, hoping Oscar can get me that picture.
This girl
Jesus
is
Christ.
Like Fort Knox. Like I can't get a picture of her without following her on Instagram. And if I do that, there's gonna be problems at the house.
Problems at the house.
Here, what? I'll, you know God. What? I'll let Ashley, our intern, follow her on Instagram. This is how pervy guys are, ladies. We will find a way.
Do you
as nature finds a way, we will. As
do
well.
You want to take a break and maybe when we come back, we'll have the photograph?
Yeah,
yes,
and say hi to HBS for me. And
yeah,
I
here's
hope he
one for
get
him.
Banned this month.
No, but, no, save HBS.
Save HBS. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun. I want to talk about Chappelle. Getting all that money for those comedy specials. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's in times like this, the great heaven.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses, not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rockhead. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
All right, Steve, when you're ready to sell, let me know. When you're ready to sell, let me know. We'll all buy it. We'll all buy KCJJ.
Oh, I thought you were talking about organ harvesting.
No, that's it. Well, that too. No. No, no one would take them. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by FanDuel.
This one's dusty.
Hey, are you excited? Huh? Do you feel it in the air? What? Hey, everybody in the rest of the, you know, we've had our spring down here in Southwest Florida, but I will tell you, they're all moving north now because today's the last day. Last spring training game, which means they're going north for the beginning of real baseball, baby. Opening day is this Sunday.
Yes.
Which means FanDuel's daily fantasy baseball is back. I will tell you, guess who I'm watching play today?
Who?
I will be watching your beloved Washington
Nats.
Nationals play
hey.
my Boston
Woo!
Red Sox.
Cool.
Baseball is back. You don't want to miss next Tuesday's $500,000 MLB Super Rally Contest with a $100,000 first place
wow.
prize. Baseball is even better with FanDuel because with FanDuel, you're a part of the game. Watch your score live and win cash prizes. Take your baseball to a whole nother level. Over 2.5 million players have won a cash prize playing fantasy sports on FanDuel, so why not you? Try fantasy baseball and fantasy now. FanDuel now has fantasy golf. Try both of them. To get you started, new users get FanDuel's Combo 5-Pack valued at up to $50. That's five free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contests. Just finish in the top half to win cash. To get your five free entries, go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and enter promo code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com, promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. All right, we did a lot of talk about Chappelle yesterday during News You May Not Need, and then we talked about him the other day. Oscar,
did you get a chance to catch him?
You piqued my curiosity when you were talking about the fact that you disagreed with that GQ guy.
Yes.
And so I went and I watched Chappelle. He is truly somebody that is... it's rarefied air when you've got these you know, just a handful of comedians that command a stage like yeah. a Chappelle does. I said to my wife as we were watching this, I don't believe I've ever seen a stand-up that owns the stage more than Chappelle does. That,
yeah.
that actually, you know, there's a level, and, you know, I don't know how he's getting there, but there's a level of calm that that he has on the stage that's truly spectacular. And I guess this GQ reviewer was kind of throwing darts at him, saying he was tackling old topics.
Yeah, he wasn't as hard-hitting or as analytical as he has been in the past.
The old topics, though, were framed completely in modern context. So I don't understand, you know, why he was doing. He had some material probably that he had not used that he had written. And I think that when it comes right down to it, he still has a level of danger to tackle subjects that nobody would even dare go near. And I think that in this day and age, it's kind of refreshing to see that. And he is still an extremely funny and hardworking guy. With that said, I found both specials tended to meander a little bit, especially the second one where he, I think, Oscar, he did the second one in Austin, Texas.
He did the second one in Austin, Texas.
Right.
Austin
City Limits. That was the one where I was like, okay, you know, look, not everybody is going to work the same way, but the fact is that, you know, he's got everything organized. He's not stream of consciousness, but he tends to kind of take a while getting there, you know.
Yeah.
I give him a good solid 8. That's what I would give
him. Do you think it's worth the money that he got for it?
Not on your life.
Yeah.
No. I mean, to be honest with you, I think that, you know, I don't know what his demons were, and he loves to poke fun. He's the one of the most self-deprecating comedians I've ever seen.
Yeah.
If there's something that happens to him, he will tell you. He'll talk about he. I think in the first special, he does a riff on OJ that is one of the funniest, well-organized things, and that was beautiful. And then the second one kind of wasn't there. I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, you're a connoisseur of comedians, Oscar. So I mean, you like the sets. I don't know how I felt. I loved it at the beginning, and then as it wore on.
What made you uncomfortable?
Nothing made me uncomfortable. What I thought was that it just, like when he bums the cigarette in the second comedy set.
Yes.
I thought he did that in the middle of really, I've never done stand-up, and I know how hard it is to do, but I felt like I was watching a guy that might maybe lost his train of thought for a little bit.
That could have been like a saver, you think?
I don't know.
And also,
I think
he's got plenty of material.
Listen, gentlemen, I think that the idea that you're going to watch a $20 million comedy special, I think that's unfair to anyone that walks out on that stage. Because
you think with those numbers, you think you're going to watch a transformative comedian. And he may have been. And I think maybe what that snarky guy at GQ was talking about, I thought the material was good. I did not think that even the dated stuff that he was talking about, he framed it. He did a great riff on millennials and, you know, and caring and knowing history and all that. Mm. But at the same time, it tended to wander all over the place. And I think if you're going to do that kind of material, which is topical material that Chappelle does, I think you got to get it in more of a framework. It was kind of, but at the same time, he makes me laugh out loud. He is
he has a wisdom and his construction is great.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's a smart, smart guy.
Right.
And I don't know. I think that sometimes I don't know. I'm not inside his head. I don't know why he walked away for 10 years.
To be fair to him, he walked away at the peak. When you say, you know, $20 million, it could be something transformative. You have to also know the reason he got all that money from Netflix is the same reason that newspapermen were way, way overpaid at the turn of the century, 1900s, because they were buying off competition and knowing that if they had these people under their umbrella, people would subscribe to their paper. So the real investment is only
half. Yeah, that's what they're
half.
Doing. And by the way, I'm on Netflix last night because of Chappelle. So
yes.
that tells you right there
and
why.
People, when we're talking
already,
about
Netflix
it.
Is yeah. smart. And what they're
I'm
doing
is... I'm
already
a subscriber. And by the way, more and more often, cable providers, network television, more and more often I'm finding myself going to those services because they're the ones that are delivering what I want. And, you know, it's...
There's
it's
nothing tough. On TV anymore.
Yeah,
nothing.
I watch Chappelle... I watch the great ones, Chris Rock, Chappelle, old George Carlin.
Yes.
I watch our friend Patton, and I look at those guys, and I will tell you something. Louis C.K. is another one. And I'll tell you, tough, the difference between a Chappelle and a Louis C.K., One guy's black, one guy's white. No, I'm just no, the thing about it is I find Louis when I watch Louis C.K., I feel like there's beginning, middle, and end.
Yes.
And I feel like he's got a, you know, it's all, I felt in Chappelle's first special that there was a little of that where he tied everything together. And then in the second one, it was just like,
the
okay.
second one is not as good as the first one.
Not even close.
But you
not
cannot
even
go in, you will set yourself up for failure if you walk in saying, show me $20 million worth of comedy.
Yeah.
For each one.
I didn't go into that. I went in because I like Chappelle. The second one, though, I'm not sure. Oscar, would you tell somebody that was going to watch Chappelle?
Watch the first
probably
one.
Probably not a great idea to binge on the two back to back.
Yeah, because you've taken off the runway because the first one is fun, right? Mm. You're flying, and then they're completely different shows.
And
would the second one stand on its own better?
Yes.
Okay.
But here's another thing I felt, and I'm not sure what the timeline on when he was doing these shows. How long ago were they recorded?
This past year.
I'm not sure.
As I remember the deal,
it's hard to tell.
As I remember the deal, there was going to be two new specials and then two specials that he had filmed over the past 10 years but never released.
Yes.
And I believe the ones that you watched are both new.
Right.
But there are two more to come. Is that right, Oscar?
It's hard to tell. Yes. It's hard to tell when they, because he references Gary Shandling in one.
Oh, okay.
And, at the end of the first one, he talks about Shandling, and that was a... Well, beginning part of last year, right? I mean,
about a year ago,
Shandling. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, you know, you're right. You want to get a name on your network. That's why he gets the big bucks. But he still is. I still wish I'd been a fly on the wall with that Chris Rock. And
can
Dave
you
Chappelle.
Even imagine?
Because Chris Rock is the opposite. Chris Rock is as organized a comedian as you'll see on a stage. I mean, that guy has his head. Are we still dicking around with getting this?
No, I just realized all I wanted to do was to get in this girl's Instagram.
For Christ's sake,
and I don't think
my
Ashley's
God.
On Instagram.
Okay.
Are you? Yeah. Just did you follow her?
She has a private account, so I can't follow her until
okay.
she accepts
all right.
it.
All right.
Mike, I'm telling you, these pictures are well worth it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So you can't follow someone without...
hold it up to the camera. That's all.
There is
hold
no picture. There is nothing you can see,
there are
really.
No
yeah.
pictures.
The ones that she has up there are, like, those are pedestrian. Yeah. I want to show
and
the ones that the guys
and
want.
They're thumbnails.
Yes.
So not that I've been watching yeah, that stuff going on.
It's not your fault, Ashley. This girl clearly has stalkers.
All I know is that Oscar...
Four of them happen to be in this room.
Oscar just paid $20 million. To this woman for four yoga sessions.
Oh no, they are
and they'll
pro
all be
bono.
Broadcast live on Netflix
for free. Mike, I'll say yes. that the third one better be great for Chappelle because
yeah,
he's
I mean,
got
I can,
three, right?
I can understand why people look. I was curious because of some of the negative print that he was getting, and then I watched the first one. I said, hey, he's. Because you start out going, man, this guy is the bomb. This is the guy. And then slowly but surely you're like, he's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comedian that took 10 years off. You know, to be honest with you, it shows, to be perfectly honest. It
and,
does. You know,
and to have the ability to release 4 1-hour chunks in 10 years is still a lot.
And you're 42, so, you know, coming out on stage with the logo of the cigarette in your mouth, you know, it was fine maybe when Dennis Leary.
The smoking really bothers you.
Yeah.
Dennis Leary was doing the bit... years ago.
Why does a cigarette... I mean, it's really... I can tell it's made an impact on you.
No, I just... I think identifying yourself with smoking is... I don't know. I just didn't find it very 2017. That's all.
Well, it's isn't that anti... odd, like, kind of...
Anti-establishment.
Yeah, right?
It's anti-establishment. So, sure.
The idea that someone had
always,
a cigarette to give them blew my mind.
It has been since I was 15 years old. You know, it's been anti-establishment. That's the way you
look smoke!
At it,
you know?
Yeah.
He smoked.
No, I don't anymore.
Oh.
I don't anymore.
Not once, not even when you drink?
No, not even when
doesn't
I drink.
Doesn't drink anymore either.
What are you holding up there? What is
I was
that?
Say,
I can't read. I can't read
I was
that.
Say,
it's a white. just so you know, Rob, when you hold something up, it is an actual blur of white.
All right.
You should say, we've got the mailbag, is what you should say.
All right, let me say that. You know, we have the mailbag.
Oh. Man, I completely forgot about that. I've got it right.
That's good.
See, it says mailbag.
What is that? That's a white blur. I can't see that.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll do the mailbag. Yeah. But let me hold up a message to Rob.
Oh, that's... Okay, noted.
We'll take a break. Come right back.
Cake and cookies.
Because,
Waze?
Yeah, Waze. W-A-Z-E, the traffic app.
Oh, Dan's not allowed to use that.
Has he been barred by the Waze people?
No, he's been barred by this person.
Why is he not allowed to use it?
He gets real mad real fast.
Why?
Let's be clear here.
Sorry, that's too old. Dan can't merge. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Our show is brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. The future of the Mike O'Meara Show rests squarely on your shoulders. We need you to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. It's the show that drives the podcast machine, so we need your support. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, we thank you, but we also urge you to encourage other members of TMOS Nation to pull the trigger and sign up today. The future of the show depends on it. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click the bonus banner. Whether you treat yourself or gift it to a friend who gets it, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Now is the time to make the move. Do it today, and we thank you. That's right. They reminded me. I was complaining about Chappelle wandering, and I was wandering within my own show. It is time for the mailbag. We normally do this at the beginning of the show. It's not all about us and Dave Chappelle. It's actually all about you, people.
Dave,
merge.
Old
Chappelle.
David.
Smoking.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. Classic promo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Throwback Thursdays?
That's what it is.
Wow. Happy birthday to Oscar. At the end of the day, I guess we what we were saying is that our point is have an amazing day.
Amazing.
Where all the juice is worth the squeeze. Feliz cumpleaños, Oscar.
Oh, thank you.
You know, no gifts, but I certainly think we spotlighted it properly.
Mike,
and
gifts you can't take with you, man. What you guys did for me, I'll take with me all day.
It's very, very exciting.
Still didn't get us that picture, though.
No, he didn't. No, from the yoga instructor. That's we're right. All thinking about it. Happy 27th birthday to Perry Ryle. Rhymes with smile. He's a law student and a Catholic youth minister. He's two treats in one.
What?
Interesting. I don't know. Did he say that or did you?
No. What that, Mike, that saved you about two pages of text.
Ah, wonderful. Very, very exciting. Tommy Pico. Hey, it's the Tommy Pico Show.
Pico.
Hey, Tommy Pico. Pico. Tommy Pico. Tommy Pico is about to turn the big 5-0. We hear that he is handsome. Nice.
Yeah, Pico.
That's great. Hey, guess what happened yesterday? Longtime P1 Max Staples, one of the Staples singers, turned 41. Attaboy, Max Staples. You did a lot of editing on these letters, didn't you?
There was, you know, a lot of people, I think, were thirsty, and they said, I'm going to write a letter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Shelly Guevara. Ooh. Take out the LLY and you get Shay. Shay Guevara.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
oh,
that's freedom an fighter. Old reference there. Who recently started listening to the show because she likes Mike's assistant, Jennifer. Now she listens every day. Jennifer is on a hiatus this week.
No.
Oh, vacation.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
where is she?
She's on a vacation. Where she goes every year at this time for her spring break.
Oh.
Branson, Missouri.
No.
And she will be back. Yeah, she'll be back next week, and I'll find out. She goes at least two shows when she's out there, and I think they have an amusement park out there.
They
well,
do, right? And you know what? I've seen her picture on Instagram that she posed. She actually bought a brick in front of the Andy Williams Moon River Theater, and her name
excited.
Is engraved right there.
You guys know this.
She's fantastic. Dave Strominger turned 40 this week, and just like Pony, he craves action. Action. Today is Preston Kaler's birthday. He's 12. Hi, Preston.
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 And he loves it when Mike gets distracted by Frankie. Happy birthday, Preston. Let me see if we can hear Frankie in the background.
Right,
no, you see, Preston, because when I want Frankie to make noise, he won't. When I don't want Frankie to make noise, he does.
Mm.
That's everything that both my dogs do. They do the opposite of what I want.
Opposite
if they misbehave,
dogs.
Like, for example, in the morning, this morning at 6:45, when Frankie and Beluga started screaming because they wanted to come out of the laundry room, and they're privileged, entitled little dogs, Preston, and I laughed at it to Carla, and I said, watch this, and I went, I'm going to take the dogs out. Because they'll normally go out of their minds.
Right.
It'll give us a laugh. Well, we wanted that laugh. And there was stone cold silence because they have a computer chip, Preston, that actually tells them that their master, Mr. Mike O'Meara, wants them to do something, and they deprive me of it. Okay?
Wow.
And that's why, Preston, if I leave the door open to the studio and I leave the home and Frankie's running out and about, he will immediately come under my desk and drop a little chihuahua present. A little biscuit. A little poop biscuit, Preston. And I'm sure you're laughing right now when you hear poop biscuit, Preston, but that's what Frankie does. Happy birthday. Kiki K turned 54 last Monday. Remember our motto, all the way with Kiki. That's like from A League of Their Own. All the way with Kiki K.
It's my favorite part of the whole mailbag.
Well, we sometimes, Rob and I have the exact same, you know, Rob and I can yell at each other all the time, but our humor pipeline is, they sent it to her in high school. You know, I'm going to have a little trouble getting through the rest of the mailbag. All the way with Kiki K.
Hey, let's all say it together.
All the way with Kiki K. Happy birthday, Jesse Justice. Your mother-in-law says you are simply awesome.
Hey, we've arranged
I don't want to give her short shrift on this. Happy birthday, Jesse Justice. Woo! Your mother-in-law says you are simply awesome.
It's a man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All the way with Jesse Justice.
Oh, Jesse is a man.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Oh, Jesse, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Jesse, your mother-in-law says you're simply a great guy. Hope you can get together with All the Way Kiki K at some point.
Hey, All the Way with Kiki K.
Hello, friends. I'm writing to wish my brother Matt Cranston a happy birthday. Last Monday, Matt entered his juice bag 30s. It seems like he has been practicing douchebaggery for most of his 20s, so it should not be a difficult transition. Good letter. In lieu of a pull on the slot machine, I was hoping that Matt could hear Rob introduce Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. Sorry, Rob, but I know it will make his day. Yours in Christ, Ben Cranston. For Redskins fans out there, the history of this is that Rob Spiewak was the PA announcer, the pregame booth announcer, PA announcer for the Washington Redskins. He would, on the PA system at FedEx Field.
I was on the field, to be absolutely clear.
You were on the field, and you would introduce the team. And
I would carry the first 40 minutes of the pregame. I would do the thing where a fan got to kick a field goal, you know, introduce the band, introduce the Redskinettes, or the Redskins cheerleaders, as they later were known, and also bring out the team. And this was a Monday night game. It was a sellout game. It was Redskins-Dallas, and it was literally so loud I couldn't hear myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Rob Spiewak. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong one.
Oh, no.
I always wondered how it was going to be when I was fired, and I guess that's it. Good night.
Here you go.
All right, hold on. Talk amongst yourself. God damn it.
Hey, man, does this still embarrass you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah?
This is one of my least favorite tapes ever.
Is it because you know you're better than this, or it was?
No, it's I'm no better than this. Okay. It's just the fact that it sucks.
Introducing a player by the name of Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson, who
defensive
was a lineman.
Defensive tackle, wasn't he?
Defensive tackle, kind of a bust, right? Turned out to be a bit of a bust. Many busts in the Redskins. Rob's voice was a bust this day too.
Yeah.
This is Rob Spiewak at the Redskins game.
At defensive tackle number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Can
you
we
know, at defensive tackle number 95.
And you know, I don't get a chance to say it much, but I want to thank Daryl Nichols for passing that tape along.
Yeah, we've had many, many years of fun with that, so way to go, Rob. Dear Mike, Oscar, Rob, Pony, and interns, this Sunday, my son Jackson turns 14. He loves hearing Oscar's stories about Mrs. Santana, as well as Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
It would make his day to receive. See, I get a little OCD too.
I understand.
It would make his day to receive a happy birthday from Oscar, as well as any advice he could give on being 14. Thanks, Rob Bowles of Redwood City, California. Be nice, Oscar.
And before we get to Oscar, before we do this, there was another gift that was actually sent to you. Not a tangible gift, but something I think you'll appreciate. Our resident jingle singer, Ben McDaniel, sent this to Oscar, and I'd like to use this to introduce this segment, if that's okay by you, Mike.
Very good.
All right, Oscar, here's one from Ben McDaniel.
It's all about you. Oscar is a douchebag.
Ben, you're cut off.
He's cut off!
Yes.
Oh, no!
Oh, God. One more time,
if you missed
please,
it.
Please.
Oscar is a douchebag.
That's six different vocals.
He didn't like it. Oh, no.
You cut off. I made you. I can break you.
Wow. That would be a douchebag move.
Oscar is a douchebag.
Have you heard from Mac lately?
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Anyway, this gentleman's, let me see. He's Jackson, 14-year-old Jackson.
Jackson, listen to me, man. Look. Your moms can teach you to respect women, to treat them well, to make sure that you think about them at all times, and your body's going to say otherwise, because that's just what happens when you're 14, all right?
Oh, dear. Oh,
remember that you have to respect women, but at this point in your life, you're probably going
to
think, oh, man, I just want a girlfriend. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. Like, I just want a girlfriend. You're going to want things you've never wanted before.
10 seconds.
But also know this, that women love a-holes, especially when they're younger. So treat them like you would treat a garbage can, and they'll love you.
Oh, my God. That's not enough of that.
Stop.
All right,
forever.
Hit the jingle.
Forever.
That's Rob Bowles sent that in from Redwood City, California.
And he's glad he did.
Yes, sir. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
If you're going to say it, at least keep your head up. Don't
treat
bury
them like
your
garbage cans. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, tomorrow I turn a 43. Instead of asking me, Mike, for an impression, I wish to ask something of Rob. Would he mind running out to the store in his lovely old jalopy and picking up a bottle of gin? I've got a hankering for some martinis. Thanks, Cesar Perez Gonzalez.
It's been a long time, Mike, but you know what? If you can excuse me, I will be right back.
There he goes. Rob going out to get some gin. As my father used to call it, fighting liquor.
That is fighting liquor.
I'm going to have to grab that, too. By the way, I got disappointed when I was cutting the cord last night. Another thing I checked, and they put up on Netflix new episodes of Better Call Saul.
What?
There weren't new episodes. They put new episodes on there as clickbait to get people, and it was the old episodes.
It happens to me all the time, Mike.
I cannot stand that. There were no, but I did, go back and like see one of the original, I think season two beginning shows. I was checking to see what he drank. Because I had no idea what Scotch whiskey with Drambuie and lemon juice was, and then
I realized
that's a rusty nail.
A rusty nail.
I had no idea. How does a rusty nail taste? Is it
It's sweet and it's a sweet and smoky drink because of the Scotch and the Drambuie. I hate everything that's in it except the lemon juice.
Better
and
than a rusty trombone.
Hey, good morning, boys. Something happened to me a few days ago, and I have to share it. I was walking home from work, and I heard someone behind me say, "Those jeans fit you perfectly."
Oh.
I turned to see a very good-looking young woman smiling at me. I thanked her, and she continued with, "Seriously, I wish my jeans fit me like that." Wow. You'd think this was a plant, wouldn't you? I mean, think it was...
Sounds like Penthouse Forum.
For a little context, this was the first pair of jeans I had received from Distilled. Not only did they get the fit right on their first try, but the fit is so good that random women on the street are jealous. I gave her the web address, told her about the TMOS code, and went on my way with some pep in my step. Thanks, TMOS, and thanks, Distilled. That's from John Cooper.
Isn't that great?
I don't think that would ever happen to me with a stranger.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
A true testimonial outside of the big three.
Yes.
He must be a fine-looking man. TMOS, my 56th birthday was on Monday. In years past, I've asked Rob for a Don Knotts birthday greeting. This year, if possible, I'd like a birthday greeting from Rob as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. I am listening to Friday's bonus show as I type this, if that helps with the request. Steve Albertini would like to hear from Scooby-Doo.
I think we need to spin for
Shaggy.
It.
Shaggy. All right, let's spin. Let's Rob's call on this one.
Scooby Snack. Scooby Snack. Scooby Snack.
Oh, here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, come on in. Hi, Shaggy.
Like, zoinks! Here's the problem! When I was finding the ghost, it turned out it had just been painted on his glasses. That's the reason he could only see it. Now, Scoob, let's head out to the mystery machine and smoke a big bowl.
There you go.
So long.
Bye, Shaggy.
Bye.
There we go. Oh,
perfect.
My God. How about that, Shaggy? Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and the interns. My birthday was March 23rd. I asked my husband to send a message, but he didn't, so I'm sending my own. I'm a born and raised Californian.
Californian? What are you doing here?
Come up the 11 to the 5?
I'm a born and raised Californian who was going to be sent to Indonesia for my job, but thanks to last minute change, I'm being sent to Houston. As soon as we found out we weren't going to Indonesia, I bought tickets to the NOLA show. Your podcast is the only one that I make sure I'm current on. My husband and I both use Harry's razors. Our wedding invitations were from Vistaprint. My niece got a book from Lost My Name, and the random crap I buy from Amazon is always through the TMOS portal. God bless you.
Great.
My husband said he bookmarked it, but I still go to your page to make sure. That's a dedicated fan right there. You guys are my family and friends until I can get comfortable in Houston, Texas. Remember Houston, Texas, Rob. 45 minutes in a cab anywhere. Especially considering the 45-minute drive to everything. She remembers
that. She knows.
Yeah. I said it before. Love the show. Love you all. And hope to say hi in NOLA. All the best. And DGH, Kate Sullivan, come up and see me. Make sure you tell me about this letter that I loved on the mailbag. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, my favorite peeps. I live in Grand Junction, Colorado, and I wanted to see if there were other fans of your show out there, so I started a TMOS fan club. I put a post on my Facebook page for a meetup, and what do you know? About four people showed up.
Four is strong.
Four is good.
I'm sure there are more than four TMOS fans in Grand Junction, although I did invite them to my house, so that might have freaked out some people. Turns out that's what happened. But the people who did, yeah, I wouldn't go. Would you go?
Yeah, no.
No.
We'd go to a private
home. No.
The people who did show up got the word out that I'm an okay guy, and oh, it's a guy, too.
Sure.
It's a guy.
Definitely not going.
Hey, you want to come to my house and talk about a podcast?
I'll have Scooby snacks.
Next week, we will have 15 more people showing up in our smallish town. You guys are the best podcast around. James Halcom, and well, let's reach out to James, make sure we find out when we can promote that for him. We'd love to do that. Dear Mike, I'll be at Augusta this year for work.
Nice.
I work on the international broadcast and would like to offer some advice for the first-time attendee. Well, if you're working for an international broadcast outfit, I was hoping for maybe more than advice. Anyway, I'm sorry, but let's get to it. Beware recent hip replacement patients. The course is very hilly. The elevation does not transfer onto TV. Okay, I know that.
What about the next nugget of advice?
Yeah.
Eat a pimento cheese sandwich. Okay, I read about that. Thank you. Buy merchandise early. They restock but do not reorder during the week, so once they're out of something, they're out. Okay. To reserve your seat, all you have to do is put a Vistaprint business card in the back. Other patrons can use the chairs when you're on other holes. To reclaim the seat, just inform the seated person that you are the owner. I've had the pleasure to work several Masters tournaments, and the experience never disappoints. Ethan. All right.
Mike, that was a letter unlike any other.
I mean, do you have a pass for the man? Some backstage tour?
Backstage tour. Backstage at the tour. Masters. Look, there's letter. Arnold Palmer putting on makeup.
Just had a...
I don't think it's too much.
I spoke to another guy down here, a broadcaster, other guy that's a radio broadcaster lives in my neighborhood.
Right.
And there's that same, he's been to 13 of them. There's a vibe.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
Are they all snobs?
It's this, you know, ooh, don't rub the feather. The whole thing is a little much.
Quiet. And Mike, when you tuck that business card into the chair, please be quiet with it.
Yes.
Shh. Don't ruffle the card.
Guys. Greetings from Santa Fe, New Mexico, where my son Santiago is having his 13th birthday tomorrow. He absolutely loves when Mike does salad fingers. I was hoping maybe you could throw a couple of rusty spoons into the old slot machine for him. Thanks, Carlos Duran. Well, let's see if we can we can get him out here. Salad, are you around?
Salad.
Are we spinning for salad?
This is your call. Do you want to spin for him?
Well, did you want to spin? Normally, I'm waiting for you to spin the goddamn machine. That's why I'm patting
The goddamn machine!
Don't help, Oscar. Happy birthday.
No.
Rob ruined it.
There's no time.
Actually.
Oh, he's coming in anyway.
No!
Oh, my God. He's coming in anyway. What's going on with that? Ooh.
This guy, pushy.
Hello.
Hi, salad!
Would you like a pimento and cheese sandwich? It's inexpensive.
Hey, Sal.
Oh, I've cut me.
No,
finger.
No!
On the foil?
It's no. Bleeding. Hold
No.
Let me have a bit of a taste, Mrs. Cumberbatch.
How many Masters have you been to, Salad?
All of them. Thank you.
There we go. And I hold in my hand our last letter, ladies and gentlemen. Boys, love you long time and see you in New Orleans. A question for Oscar in Espanol, por favor. ¿Quién es más duchada, Señor Todd Moore o Señor Elon Musk? John in Mobile.
¿Manuchada?
¿Quién es más duchada, Señor Todd Moore o Señor Elon Musk? Is that who's more of a douchebag?
Yes. Más duchada. I would say Elon Musk. Because Todd,
do you have the jingle again? Do you have the jingle again, Rob?
I do.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's it.
Oscar is a douchebag.
Pretty.
Todd has his feet firmly planted on the ground. Okay. Elon Musk can't decide if he wants to build a Hyperloop, autonomous car, or a spaceship.
Okay.
He's just got too much going on. And by the way, keep divorcing your wives and giving away half your fortune. That's smart. Not at all.
Thank you very much, Oscar.
I appreciate that.
And finally, dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted wonderful interns, my nap was fantastic. Thanks for caring. Warmly, Robert Wood. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with news.
I got the picks.
Oh, you did?
You can hide.
Oh, there it is. Hold on.
But you can't run.
Reverse that.
Whatever.
Right or left? On the right or left?
You'll get it. There's multiples.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yoga class. I want a full report. Sunday, you're going to this?
Sunday is the day my relationship ends.
I have a feeling if I went to that yoga class, Mike, I'd immediately put on some weight.
Okay, that's you. Oh God! All right, that's it. Jeez. You grossed me out, Rob.
Yeah, you
took all
it.
The
you
fun out of it. We will. We got sex and Rob. Just yeah.
He was going to take her out to lunch. So we're going to go get sandwiches.
Yeah,
that's
a.
That's
Would
fantastic.
You like a muffalata?
What's a muffalata?
It's a nice New Orleans sandwich. I'll buy you one when we hit the Big Easy.
Okay.
We'll take a break, come back with you. You may not need. This is a crazy show on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's. At MichaelO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, man, Barry?
Shut up, Rob. That's got to be the official Mainberry music.
Do you know what it's from?
Where's it from?
It's the school dance from West Side Story. I've always thought it was so out of place, but to me, it screams Mainberry.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I love Texture. You're going to love Texture. Let me give you the magazines that you can get on your smartphone or tablet. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Golf Digest, Vogue, Real Simple, Cosmopolitan, Oprah, Good House Community, Better Homes and Gardens, New Yorker, Time, Newsweek, Glamour, Bon Appetit, Food Network, National Geographic, Wired, PC Magazine, Popular Science, Macworld, it just goes on
That's
and on
just
and
a
on.
Portion of them.
Just a few. Texture, totally searchable. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone, and it's fantastic. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. And the great thing about Texture, you get it on your device, and then you can share it with your loved one. And that's my wife is out of her mind reading Texture lately. It was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. So start your free trial right now. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
News.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. After Lamar Odom pretty much cheated death, he said he was going to get his wife Chloe back. Well, that ship has sailed, and now that Lamar is clean, he realizes it. In an interview with Us Weekly, he says he doesn't want Chloe back because, quote, I wouldn't want to hurt her anymore. That's sweet. I like that. He really did do a number on her between his cocaine use and his cheating. He says, quote, if there is one thing that I regret, it was multiple affairs with different women. That wasn't the stand-up thing to do. I wish I could have kept my, and he uses a nasty little expression for his thing, in his pants. So that's Lamar Odom. I guess he's clean enough now where he realizes that those days are over, and, you know, that's it.
Did he rule out the other Kardashian sisters?
Oh, you know, they're all sluts.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Just a joke. Just a little joke. Come on. Last year, The Rock and Vin Diesel had some major beef on the set of The Fast and the Furious. Was that for me?
Thank you. It was on the first bounce. Sorry about
it
that.
It spilled onto social media. Do I really get the alarm even for the Kardashian family? I guess I do.
Yeah.
Well, in August, Universal insisted that Vin and The Rock had buried the hatchet. Maybe there's still some bad blood. The Hollywood Reporter claims they're being kept apart on the current press tour. An insider says, quote, they're keeping them separated as much as possible. This sounds like Hollywood hype to me.
Of course it,
really,
it is.
Really it's feud.
Yeah, it's feud. That's exactly what it is. For the record,
my
Universal...
My name is Vin Diesel. You drive your car too fast.
Whatever happened to Fast and Furious? For the record, Universal says they aren't showing up at the same events due to the scheduling conflicts, not because they can't handle being in the same room. The movie hits theaters April 14th. Interesting timing on that news story.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? I know this. They're both tough guys.
Tough. Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin is accused of drugging and raping a woman at a Florida hotel. The 27-year-old woman told police she and Irvin left a Fort Lauderdale bar in the early hours of March 21st and went to his hotel room. She started feeling sick, and then the last thing she remembers is fighting him off. When she woke up next morning, Irvin was leaving the room to check out. She took an Uber home and called 911. She also texted him asking if they had sex, and he told her he wouldn't do anything to hurt her. Michael's version of the events is a lot different. He claims the woman followed him back to his room, but he had an early flight and he was only there for 15 minutes. And he claims another man was there. Michael's lawyer calls the allegations completely false and says the woman was, quote, very drunk that night. These days, Irvin is an analyst for the NFL Network. Stay tuned. That is a big story in the world of sports.
Major allegation.
The Academy will be keeping PricewaterhouseCoopers, the accounting firm that has counted votes and guarded the results for the Oscars for the past 83 years. But there will be changes to make sure there isn't another epic fail like this year's. As we've heard before, the two agents from this year will never be back. They're providing two new agents along with a third who will be in the control room with the director.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That person will ensure that if there is a mistake, it'll be caught and corrected immediately. For the first time in decades, more than two people will know the results in advance, but surprisingly, the Academy is still willing to let them all be from the same firm without any of their own people being
in the know. Like I heard before
in
they came
the know.
To this conclusion.
Maybe.
That's oh, by wrong. The way, he'll be joining us tomorrow.
Yeah, Nikki Diamond on the show.
That they were toying with the idea of stealing the bit from Showtime at the Apollo where they'd have the clown come out and hook,
the Sandman.
And hook him out, the Sandman, when you got the wrong answer. He would come in Sandman, the presenter, if they messed it up. Yeah.
I'd like that. Or, you know what? I've never tired of the notion of the trapdoor. Where did Warren Beatty go?
And the Oscar goes to Shunk. Do you ever heat something up? We all do. You heat something up in the microwave, like a big plate of spaghetti, but the middle is cold. Then you mix it up and you toss it for another years. I have done this. There's a better way to do this, because you also, when you do it that way, you get those pockets that that are white hot.
Searingly hot,
It burns. It happens because microwaves can't really penetrate that far into a deep pile of food like pasta or leftover Chinese. Mm-hmm. That's why the edges are hot and the middle isn't.
Oh, it burns!
More spaghetti, Regan?
So instead of piling it up in a big mound, try arranging it in the shape of a donut. I am so gonna try this. That's why I put it in the news today. No. If you put a hole in the middle and you have like a, you know, you're heating, and that can apply to like any product. You just like put a
like a bundt cake. Hollow,
yeah, a bundt. Okay. You instead of piling it up, you put it in a circle with a hole in the middle. It should heat more evenly that way. So you'll only have to zap it once. Is there a reason I'm gaining weight? I'm such a pig.
No, but that's great. That's
I'm
good.
I'm gonna put this food story in my news.
But not only will it heat it evenly, but you won't have those horrible pockets that burn, Regan. Oh, that's what you won't have.
You won't
okay?
have any more of the burning. The watch burning out, is the worst.
The science is sound behind that story, though. It doesn't
exactly.
make sense.
It does. Thank you very much. You don't have it? I wanted it one more time. I'm sorry.
It burns!
I Regan. Love that.
My mouth.
And now a little something something. Jesse Roberts is from Alabama, and he's in trouble.
Oh.
After crashing his truck into a ditch, Roberts, who was allegedly hammered at the time, began snooping around a local resident's garage. The man eventually caught him and held him at gunpoint until deputies arrived. When he got to the local jail, corrections officers noticed that Roberts appeared to be walking strangely.
Mm.
That's according to these officers. They searched the young man, and he accidentally stumbled, and a gun, which had been stolen from Florence, Alabama, allegedly fell out of his ass.
What?
What?
Here is the quote from the corrections officers that are from Alabama, so I'll put a southern accent. I don't know what they have.
I immediately considered that he defecated on himself before noticing a familiar shape in the form of a pistol in his boxes.
One of the corrections officers observed this. It was a .38, and luckily for Roberts, it was not loaded at the time. The Elkmont, Alabama man has apparently been a Crimson Tide fan since 2014 because they found this with a post that he wrote, "Roll Mother Effing Tide," as his Facebook status.
That's nice.
In November last year. Tickets to your favorite college game, $100. A Crimson Tide t-shirt, $29. Trying to keep a handgun between two pillows while you stagger through a jail, priceless. There we are. Yes, sir. Way to go, Jesse Roberts. Jesse Roberts got a gun in his butt. Yay. That's fantastic. You put a gun in your butt, you always make it to the kicker. I need you mean on me. We'll take a break and then come back. Little sounds. A brief, you know, we're running short
Baby.
On time. We'll be right back with Rob Spiewak. New Orleans, a major United States port and the largest city and metropolitan area in the state of Louisiana. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara reminding you the tickets for our live show in November in the great city of New Orleans, Louisiana, are going fast. And as Rob Spiewak likes to say, laissez les bon temps ruler. And that means let the good times roll in Creole. So make sure you get on your horse and go to the Mike O'Mara Show website and click on the banner for our live TMOS show on November 4th at the House of Blues. Get on it, and we'll see you there. Yeah, now we don't handle the hotels, but plenty of hotels still available, so don't
sure.
sweat that, and plenty of airfare and all that. So, but get your tickets. You got to get the tickets. You're not going to, you know, you're going to fly to New Orleans. You're not going to be able to go
that
to the
show.
That
is step one.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Amazon. We know it. You know it. Support our show by going to our Amazon page, bookmark it, just like the lady in the mailbag, and help us out. We would sincerely appreciate that, everybody. Now, without further ado, let's open up the mailbag for, I'm sorry, the audio vault for Thursday, March 30th, 2017. I'm rushing to get everything in, and I'm
gotta get it
losing
in.
My place in the show. Go ahead, Rob.
Saturday is April 1st, April Fool's Day, and you know what? I'm all for an occasional corporate-sponsored April Fool's joke. I
yes.
think one of the greatest ones we did was, I think it was 2 years ago when one of our sponsors did an April Fool's that you could download socks.
Mm.
Do you remember that? And we read a straight spot like that. It was fantastic. Taco
remember the
Bell.
Greatest one from the Mike O'Mara show?
The tattoo, Tats for yeah. Tots.
Yeah, Tats for Tots was
fantastic.
Spectacular. You know you've done a good April Fool's joke when the cops show up.
The cops were there. Cops were there.
Up.
But wonderful. What I don't want for April Fool's is for them to release the joke on the 30th of March, which
no,
is what Burger King
count.
Did.
No, it's crap. You just don't do that.
Here's Burger King's April Fool's joke this year. Ha ha ha!
Our flamed grilled Whopper is so good that some people would do anything to keep the taste in their mouth.
Don't worry. Burger King has the answer. To keep your mouth Whopper fresh, use Whopper toothpaste.
For real?
Yes. All right,
okay.
It's flame.
All right, screw you, Burger King.
Yeah.
St-
stupid.
Why?
All the money. All the money you pay your ad people.
Huge money. Huge money. And they just they blow it from the first square.
No Whoppers for a week.
That's right.
That's what you get.
Yeah, amen. Don't go buy Whoppers.
Now, what's good is we've talked. I think even this very week is
a bad shtick. Boycott.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It sucks. I hate it when it's that bad.
We talked about how classy Chrissy Teigen is, and she's a wonderfully classy dame. And she was doing a shoot for Sports Illustrated, and she's topless. And I have this video on our YouTube page, but she's covering herself. And she's
Can I ask, is it me?
Well, she's not
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Oscar shares that yoga instructor, and I think we all that all stopped the room.
Sure,
that is
stunning.
Chrissy Teigen, there's a I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just something there that
I could see her on the Metro, and I wouldn't blink twice.
Mm-hmm.
She's off-putting.
Yes.
In a way,
yeah,
to me.
I can see that. But I think you would find this interesting.
Really annoying.
Yeah, that is probably why she's off-putting.
Yeah,
but she's covered herself, and she's making her breasts into puppets. And she's making them talk to us.
Hey, y'all. I'm Chrissy's Boobs. I'm having a great time here in Zanzibar. We're here on set with a lot of fantastic people.
She's gross. She's gross.
It's not classy.
That's not.
If a guy did that, you know, he'd be in jail right now.
But I do know this, is she went online last night.
Ace Ventura, pet detective.
Chrissy Teigen went online last night and bought 4 tubes of Whopper toothpaste.
Yeah, so, of course she did.
That's
Took
great.
Took hook, line, and sinker. Too,
now,
Chrissy.
The Bottle Boys, Mike, we featured them before, but this is their best arrangement yet, and I think it speaks as much to the record as much as it does to their talent. These are the guys that fill beer bottles with various amounts of water to get different tones.
Oh, I love this.
This is so cool. They played Michael Jackson's Beat It entirely by blowing on beer bottles.
Sense of the arrangement, don't you?
Yeah. And they've got the counter melody and everything.
You know, how weird is this? You can hear the original song and not get an appreciation for the melody.
You're right.
As much as you do with that, you realize how much music writing went into that. Yeah,
like,
awesome.
This is next level for this type of art.
Yeah.
But this would really kick ass and go viral if they had propofol in those bottles.
That's right.
Have the drug that killed him in the bottles. Yes, Oscar.
As he called it, I need some milk.
That's
I
so
need
meta.
Some milk.
So meta.
That's so sad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pony. Did we wake you?
It's deep.
It is. All right. And let us close with this. You know what's bad is, you know what? We're all married, and he's going to get married, and
allegedly.
Many of us will get married except for Pony.
Not after that yoga class.
But sometimes you want to turn to your wife and say you want to help. Don't help. That's what you got to do. Jay Cutler, who is one of the Chicago Bears, his wife is a television hostess, Kristen Cavallari.
Yes, from the Hills.
Yeah, and she posted a nude picture. It didn't look like that. She posted a nude picture of Jay Cutler, and it's causing a ruckus.
Wait, on where? On social media?
I think she Instagrammed it.
Well, Jay Cutler is on his way out, right?
Right.
He's going to lose his job in a second, so she probably has nothing to lose.
But still, you know what? You want to help? Don't help.
Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler's wife. Did you hear about this? Kind of a scandal. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler's wife posted a nude photo of him on Instagram. Yeah. The last thing Bears fans need to see is another Jay Cutler sack.
Best joke of the night. That is your
awesome.
Magic Audio
nice.
Vault. See you at yoga, everybody.
Wow. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara
awesome.
Show. Conan, the simple ones work. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag, just like all the way Kiki K, it's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
In the know.
Yeah, baby!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We're good over here.